Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
To the NutriMedical Report. My son Matthew is here to finish up some comments from the last segment, and then we have Gary Richard Arnold here. And of course, Gary usually sends some amazing papers. In fact, I think the latest one he just sent me now is about the Stasi, and we'll talk about that a little later. But Matthew, please finish off your comments, and then we'll get right into a dialogue between you and Gary about the roots of the deep state and what's going on, because you're not going to hear this elsewhere on even other shows in this network or elsewhere. We go much deeper.
Yeah.
We get into the ugly facts about what's really going on. And our primary enemies are not Russia and China, although we need to collaborate with them. But our primary enemy are deep state operatives in our own government. And, you know, this needs to be dealt with, but it's not.
Well, it's worse than even the term deep state. What it actually is an illegal intelligence agency. You know how Hillary Clinton said that there were 17 intelligence agencies and there are actually 16 intelligence agencies? Well, the 17th one is SAD. It's the Special Activities Division of the CIA, which doesn't answer to the Pentagon or the President or to the... It doesn't answer to the director of the CIA either. In fact, it actually spied on and sabotaged the director of the CIA, David Petraeus. So they often pose as various other agencies, and they in fact have some amount of infiltration of every agency at this point, but they are not really the CIA. SAD, or the Special Activities Division, is an illegal organization that was created in 1962 by President JFK, President Kennedy, in order to enable the CIA to commit crimes with impunity for the U.S. itself. So the U.S. would avoid and deny association with the activities of SAD. However, even back then, its connections with the Mafia and Israel meant that it was so out of control that within a year, about a little more than a year after he founded SAD, President Kennedy was assassinated by SAD. So they, through in fact what they used as their instrument of assassination was the Sicilian Mafia of New Orleans. It was already that bad back then, and this is the 666, you see. So you hear Alex Jones right now talking about the Chi-Coms or China. That's not really a concern at the moment because the Chinese, yes, they have all sorts of traitors in academia and traitors in governments around the world. They have Islamists in their control and so forth through Pakistan. But the real top criminals and most dangerous people are actually the illegal version of the CIA or SAD, the illegal intelligence agency of the U.S. And this is the actual 666 prophesied in Revelation. There are numerous forms of the same basic pattern, the seven with an eighth that goes into perdition. Like I said, there's the G7, and the eighth of that is the European Union. There is international leaders such as Angela Merkel and Justin Trudeau, of which there is an eighth that is the destroyed one. But in the U.S., the key version of this, which is the center of it, is SAD, and seven presidents which have enabled SAD to come to power is the de facto government of the United States, the unelected government, and I'll explain this. The first was JFK, who founded SAD as the Special Operations Division in 1962. As I said, he was assassinated by the same people because he wanted to cancel one of their criminal plans, which was the Israeli nuclear program. so that they could basically threaten people illegally with nuclear weapons without the USA's culpability. The Israelis are essentially a nominal state under the control of Saad. They don't actually have a government that's in power because the mob controls everything there. Same with Palestine, right? It's also run by the mob. That's why Netanyahu can't say anything about the West Bank settlements, or that's why they had to reprint the shekel because the mob printed so many counterfeit shekels, etc., right? Israel is just essentially a lawless state with no government control, where Saad runs illegal operations, and the so-called IDF is essentially a paramilitary organization that does dirty work for Saad. That's why they don't actually pursue a foreign policy that benefits Israel or increases its security. They simply pursue one that sabotages the allies of China and Russia, and that's it. Because it's all world domination plots by Saad and the United States. Israel is not actually an independent country. Same with Saudi Arabia, right?
They're not independent at all.
Saudi Arabia is also run by Saad. It's run by the mob. It's all owned by a criminal organization disguised as a monarchy. And the... So basically, Saudi Arabia and Israel are two examples of countries that don't actually exist as independent states, but are run by the what I call the American International Crime Syndicate, which is Saad.
So Matthew, let
me explain how the seven presidents are. The in Revelation 17, you'll read about the seven kings that are the horns of the beast on which the harlot rides. Right, the harlot is basically America in this illegal form. Right. It's the CIA going around the world and seducing other countries and betraying everyone. That's the whore of Babylon. And the seven kings are the presidents that have enabled Saad to come to power, which were JFK, Richard Nixon was the second one, then there was Jimmy Carter, who founded the Mujahideen, and that's when Saad actually employed Osama bin Laden, and essentially they created Al-Qaeda. Then it was Ronald Reagan, who enabled Saad to spy on American citizens with the excuse that there might be communist operatives and so forth. Then it was George H.W. Bush. And see, here's that at this point, what happened is the Saad has two different divisions: the Special Operations Group, which consists of like paramilitary that are former Special Operations soldiers and so forth, and these are essentially former military, very well trained military that are mercenaries working for profit in things like Constellus and the IDF in Israel, and as well as the Saudis and other criminal organizations.
Yeah.
They are essentially on par with our special forces, like Marines or whatever, but they are actually a criminal organization instead of fighting in the interest of the United States. And they work for Saad in their criminal activities. There's also, on the other hand, right, the Special Operations Group is the part of Saad that has actual soldiers, and it's mostly run out of Israel. The other version of Saad is the Political Action Group, which runs various think tanks like People for the American Way and Project for the New American Century and Foreign Policy Initiative. These are all operations of Saad, which are in the disguise of think tanks that influence our foreign policy. So, for example, various members of the Bush administration have been members of PNAC, right?
Right.
Like Wolfowitz, for example. And this... this is where, these are the people who said there needed to be a new Pearl Harbor just a year before 9/11 in September 2000, right? So the Saad carried out the Oklahoma City bombing. What it is they found a crazy terrorist, Timothy McVeigh, and they helped him with Israeli Saad agents who were actually, well, the main one was a Palestinian guy. They call him John Doe number 2, Al-Husseini Hussein, who was... a Palestinian mob member, right? Palestine is not really a country either. It's all run by the mob.
Right.
Mostly the Israeli mob and various Arab criminals are active there. That's why the whole country's on drugs and they're all members of gangs and stuff like that. Well, what they did is they, just like how they took Sirhan from the same group of Palestinian mobsters to kill RFK, they also took this guy, Al-Husseini Hussein, who had been in Iraq, but he's actually a Palestinian and a criminal agent of Saad, who were the Israeli division of Saad, which is a large section of it. A very significant factor of all this is the Israelis, because they're essentially a criminal organization of mercenaries and mobsters that pretend to be a country. And that this is all planned by Saad. That's why they killed JFK, because he was going to get in the way of their use of this lawless state of Israel to commit crimes and threaten people and stuff like that.
And develop nuclear weapons and missiles.
Yes, develop nuclear weapons and basically point nuclear weapons at people that didn't go along with the plans of Set.
Right.
And the main criminal groups in the Middle East are the Israelis and the Saudis. This is why this purge happened recently. And the actual person who ordered Apple to shut down Alex Jones' account on iTunes was not the Chinese. It has nothing to do with China, right? The Chinese don't have a large amount of stake in Apple, even though Apple has made a deal with the Chinese and built a factory there. Lots of American companies have factories in China, right? And the Chinese are essentially subservient to them because they depend on them for money. So it's not them. It's the major shareholders in Apple. And Prince Al-Walid bin Talal of Saudi Arabia owns 5% of Apple. He bought it in 1997.
Yeah.
He owns 5% of Twitter as well.
Yeah.
But he was captured by Saad and tortured last November. So put two and two together. That's actually who shut down Alex Jones for talking about 9/11 being a Saad operation.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to hear from Gary.
I want to talk about the seven presidents when I come back.
And we're also going to get to hear about Gary and the Stasi and how it's tied into this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Finishing his story.
As I was saying, this is the 666, or the enemy of man, the adversary. It's like Satan incarnate in the form of Saad, this special activities division of the CIA, which consists, as I said, of mercenaries from special forces, mostly Israelis and Palestinians, but also various other Americans
Saudis,
and so forth.
A lot of these Saudis, agents, by the way, have dual agencies, yes. Saudi Arabia and Israel, right?
A lot of them have... are affiliated with Saudi Arabia or Israel, because these are the main centers of illegal activity and money laundering and so forth. And basically, as I said, there are the seven kings that are prophesied in Revelation are seven presidents of the United States. They're kings of the world, in other words, are the most powerful man in the world, enabling this evil organization to come to power. And those are, as I said, JFK founded Saad in 1962. He was assassinated a year later. Then you have Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter as well. The Carter Center is also a Saad operation where they pretend to be humanitarian and they pretend to be testing elections for fraud. They're actually just a manipulative screen for Saad operations. So essentially, if you invite the Carter Center into your country, you're inviting Saad into your country. But they're already going to get there anyway somehow because they have agents all over the world. All right, so Jimmy Carter, he created the Mujahideen, the supposed gentle, soft-spoken peanut farmer or whatever, is actually a criminal who created the Mujahideen. And, he created Osama bin Laden, basically. He put him in power.
The CIA name was Tim Osman.
Yeah. Now, after him, there was Ronald Reagan, who, using the excuse of the USSR, illegally spied on Americans and colluded with the mob while supposedly investigating the mob. Then there was George H.W. Bush. He was put in power by Saad as well, using their political manipulations. Then there was Bill Clinton, right? So we've got, and then there was George W. Bush. So we've got JFK was number one. Richard Nixon was number two with Watergate and so forth. Jimmy Carter, number three. Ronald Reagan, number four. George H.W. Bush, number five. Bill Clinton number 6, and George W. Bush, the son, was number 7.
What did he do that was particularly noxious?
He was the one who continued for about a short time, as it says in Revelation, because on September 11th, 2001, Saad began a hostile takeover of the entire country, and they manipulated George Bush to give executive orders that would allow them and to sign the USA Patriot Act, which they created. Saad wrote it in order to give themselves unlimited power and spying capabilities. And then what happened eventually is in 2008 they gained full control as the effective commander-in-chief of the United States military. And that is because of an order signed on May 4th, 2007, Presidential Directive 51, which consists of a bunch of classified sections that are not visible even to the representatives in the U.S. government.
Right.
Who have requested to read the classified sections. They've not been privy to it. And what it says in there is that it's a continuity directive demanding continuity between administrations in the event of a catastrophic emergency. And this also includes an economic emergency, which then took place in 2008 as an excuse for George Bush to then hand his power over to the leader of Saad as the new commander-in-chief of the U.S. So the actual commander-in-chief of all the intelligence agencies and the military, the DOD, is actually the leader of Saad, an unelected CIA operative, basically, an unelected intelligence operative. I mean, he's not even really CIA, right? Saad is a separate agency from CIA. But they infiltrate all the other ones, and they also pose as the other ones, like the ATF, for example, at Waco, and the ATF, the supposed ATF at Oklahoma City were actually Saad agents, many of them Israelis and Palestinians pretending to be
right.
American. And that's essentially what's going on. Also mercenaries, right, from... They're criminals, basically. They're hired.
This fits in with Gary's thesis today about the Stasi.
So what I'm saying is that the Saad already had its 7 presidents, the 7 kings, and the 8th one is already in power in secret. This is what I call Jim Jones II. He's like Jim Jones because he uses mass mind control and psychological manipulation to put himself in power. He thinks of himself as a messianic type of figure, and he's essentially trying to take over the world and sabotage Russia and China to this end, to assimilate the U.S. and European Union into one gigantic economy, and so forth. He's just essentially following through the plans of Saad, and he's a very, very evil person, but he's just like Jimmy Carter. He seems like a gentle, kind soul that seduces people with his charm and his promises of salvation, just like...
Do you have any idea who that person is?
I can't say who it is right now, but once he goes public, you'll know who it is.
Yeah.
But this is, I call him Jim Jones II, and he is the effective leader of Saad, the effective commander-in-chief of the United States military and intelligence. And that's why it is that, for example, President Obama, before he was elected, he made all sorts of promises to repeal the USA Patriot Act, to end the NSA spying program and so forth. And he did not do any of that. In fact, the Saad activities increased under his presidency, because he was not the commander-in-chief anymore. He was just the nominal president. Same thing with Donald Trump. These people, Trump and Obama, are just a distraction because the president doesn't have power anymore over the most important facets of the U.S. government. The president no longer has control over foreign policy, over the military, or over the CIA. This is all under the control of Saad now because of George Bush's his presidential directive, 51, from 2007, which was put in force in 2008 during the Great Recession, using that as the excuse. And the Great Recession itself was brought about on purpose by the Israelis.
I want to just stop for a moment here. A comment from Gary about the Stasi.
Greenspan's an Israeli agent.
I wanted to expand on that.
Who stopped them from regulating the mortgage-backed derivatives market.
Right.
So this was all done on purpose, and this is done. And the central powers in this are these degenerate Semitic criminals, the Israelis and Saudis.
And by the way, this is also tied to the global climate catastrophe that's going on with fires all over the world, to the impending economic crash that's going to happen.
Here's the thing. Remember, I also look at the symbolism of things, and symbolically, Israel is the mother of evil, the mother of the Antichrist. But the Antichrist itself, he's an American who pretends at least did pretend, I'll say, to be a Christian, just like Jimmy Carter, right? He's a supposed Christian. And an American, he's not an Israeli, but the Israelis are a very central part of this because they were, as a criminal state run by the mob, the mother, the kind of womb that gave birth to this satanic being.
Well, they were involved directly in Oklahoma City. In fact, that's why I got fired.
As I said, anytime you see a Palestinian committing an attack like an assassination of a president or assassination of an official like RFK, or being John Doe number two in Oklahoma City. That's indicating that the Israeli aspect of SAD is involved.
Okay.
And so basically, the Antichrist is already in power. He already controls the U.S. secretly.
Okay, hold for a minute, Matt. I want to hear some comments from Gary, because he's an expert on all these different agencies. In fact, one of the articles he sent to me, sent two here.
I wanted to say one other thing, and that's that a lot of this political left and right stuff is a distraction as well.
I agree with that.
For example, the anti-Islam stuff is a distraction from the fact that the majority of the crimes committed by the refugees coming in are actually in the employ of the mafia, that they're actually being brought in to operate as criminals in the mob.
Yeah, including in Europe.
I'm saying in Europe, the majority of the refugees aren't terrorists. The majority of the refugees are actually in the mafia.
Okay, well, I guess we're going to music now. When we come back, we're going to hear from Gary about...
Left and right is all a SAD operation.
When we come back, we're going to hear from Gary talking about the current local manipulation like COGS.
Yeah.
We're going to hear from about the Stasi, which is the East German equivalent of the intelligences, that many of their techniques are used by the special operations divisions and mind control and social media. When we come back, we're going to hear from Gary.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And we're coming back. We're going to hear from Gary for a few minutes here. I want to hear, Gary, there's a couple of articles, and afterward I'd like to perhaps do a simulcast video, and we can actually do that together with Matthew. We're going to pull up some of your PowerPoints, and we'll put that up on our direct-to-simulcast Vimeo channel, and of course it'll show up instantaneously if you log on to Vimeo.com/NutriMedical and the number 1, and you'll see the link on the bottom of our Shop Buy Products on NutriMedical.com. That link will take you to that page, and it's free to watch it either live or on archives. So the first article I have here you pulled up is called Coastal Cleansing Relocation. And some of these things may be a distraction. And it's the same way as we get the left-right dialogue. For example, even all the stuff under Trump, into a great extent, is a distraction from the fact that behind the scenes, very evil things are going on, both on the left and the right. But in a sense, most of it is a distraction, just like the stuff over Peter Strzok and about John Brennan and all this other stuff. This is a distraction from the real issues that are going on here.
Yeah, these people don't have an ideology, right? They're just criminals.
Right. So let's go and hear Gary for a minute about the laws that are being adopted everywhere. In fact, deliberate genocide by penalizing individuals with carbon footprint. Go ahead, Gary, and let's get this information. We're going to do a simulcast video after the show to kind of get into these topics, too. Please go ahead.
Yeah, to confirm the idea that even the national people that are elected to president are merely actors while everything's going on around them
is
true not only on the national level but the local. And I'm reading from the guy that put together the University of Chicago, the 1313 series, created all the city managers and county administrative supervisors. And Charles Merriam wrote, he said, the elective process is not favorable to the choice of the leaders of the community. A conclusion has been drawn by Hitler and others that the way out of this is to abolish the legislative bodies and reduce them purely to ceremonial bodies assembling to ratify but not to deliberate. And that their positions should be only ceremonial. that. It says, conclusions drawn by Hitler, along with other social scientists who shared this attitude of legislative bodies, have become in reality a present system of bureaucratic management by elected officials. So what I see in the counties and cities is the agenda being created by these people that are run by international organizations with what you'd call mail order laws, and they're actually being enacted both on the local level, and then virtually every city and county in the country belongs to a council of governments. And what they're doing with these laws are moving the real authority to the councils of governments, which is not covered by your community TV. It's not covered by the newspapers, just as the newspapers, you know, are part of the Operation Mockingbird. The people have no idea that these Soviets are being set up. They do, you know, they have physical plans that are being made. Those will be activated. It won't be, you know, the national government coming in with federal troops. It'll be done locally through a movement of police that have gone through fusion training for the last decade. And fusion training, what it does is it grabs your local police officer, moves them into various infantry and cells or groups that are not attached to your city but are moved around your state or across state lines in order to impose martial law.
Right.
Again, we were talking about SAD a little bit earlier. It was Ronald Reagan that put in the National Endowment for Democracy, and he created the International Republican Institute for Republicans that get voted out of office or as rewards, the International Democratic Institute for International Affairs. He had a labor organization and a private enterprise organization, but it's all CIA, it's all deep state, and as your son mentioned, they work through other countries, whether it's Israel or anyone else, and they also work through religions. It was John Foster Dulles who ran the National World Council of Churches. We have Rick Warren, CFR, running the purpose-driven churches. It was Howard Taft and the Unitarians, such as, you know, that ran the Unitarian Association, and we've got, and of course, he's Skull and Bone. So you got Kerry and Bush. Parashim was the Jewish secret society with Brandeis and working up to the Balfi memorandum or whatever. But the same secret networks from like Parashim and Skull and Bones runs through these intelligence agencies with David Boron training members of the Deep State and Interpol and arrest them at the University of Oklahoma. And then, of course, you've got Paul Ryan as the head of the House, and that's why he's sitting on his hands and letting things happen. But what I see with this coastal cleansing relocation thing is that these laws are actually being adopted, and they have, you know, it's not just future plans. A lot of these things have already been done. They're in different stages, different communities and regions. But it's a way to do rural cleansing or coastal cleansing so that the elite will have the prime areas, and the people will be transported to...
Which is why Northern California, which is one of the breadbaskets for the U.S., is being cleared out with the car and other fires now, the largest fires in California history. On purpose.
Exactly. And you look
on purpose.
Signed up on these green belts, and it's the same multinationals everywhere. And once they have control of it, under any emergency, they don't have to worry about zoning laws or anything else. They can have it like the King of England and keep Robin Hood off, you know, so he can't hunt rabbits. And they will be the only ones, the privileged ones, allowed to use the...
This is like the royals in Britain, where the royals have the ability to hunt and get game, but anybody going and grabbing game off these sites gets a criminal prosecution. It's the same as the British royals, which were called the Vale. The Vale's a lad.
They're using fake environmentalism as an excuse for new taxes and totalitarian laws.
Right. Fake environmentalism is what Bob is saying.
Yeah, because they're the ones themselves polluting the oceans and destroying...
Well, that's why they make it a crime to not believe in their version of global warming.
Yeah. Because
right.
It's a distraction from their actual environmental crimes.
Right.
And it also allows them to tax the hell out of us. And they have all sorts of new taxes that they're making based on carbon emissions, which is nonsense.
Yeah, any energy anybody uses will be, you know, it'll be like a burning candle. And if you use too much of it, you'll, you know.
Yeah, they're totally crazy.
And they want you to stop cattle from passing gas.
The most amazing thing about this is most of this stuff is lies, and it's intentional lies at the top level, where they create left and right wing extremists that are not thinking with their head, they're thinking emotionally, and they get them to push totalitarian directives on each other and to fight with each other while the criminal activity is going on behind the scenes. So, for example, they created this whole conflict between Islam and Christianity, which doesn't really exist in that form. I mean, there's traditional disagreement between religions, of course, but for the most part, the main problem with the refugees, as I was saying, is the criminal activities and the fact that a lot of these refugee camps are basically recruiting grounds for the mafia that are actually owned and run by Drangheta and other organized crime. And these have been enriched immensely since Merkel invited these refugees into Europe, so that, for example, Drangheta over the past like 5 to 10 years has been taking over Rome, where they previously just controlled Calabria. Now they're taking over Rome itself. And when you talk about the infiltration of religions, I think it's my theory is that that also involves the takeover of the Vatican by Assad, because in the 1970s and 80s. We had Operation Gladio in Europe, and at the same time, mysteriously, the Vatican Bank went bankrupt, and they assassinated the banker, Roberto Calvi, in London. So, I mean, what I think is going on here is you notice the new Pope has kind of changed his views on lots of traditional stuff. He's gone back on a lot of traditional views of the Catholic Church, and I think this is an attempt to secularize and modernize the Catholic Church as one of the many instruments of Sad. It's the same thing with the Dalai Lama. I think the Dalai Lama is also a fraud that is run by the Sad. Because of his deal with the CIA.
Amazing. We'll keep up that thought. We're getting everything set up to do a simulcast afterward. Look at these pictures and tables and everything. So Matthew will be back in a minute, and we're going to hear more from Gary in just a moment. This last live radio segment, then we're going to move to video on live stream to Vimeo. And we'll be back in just a minute with Gary, Richard Arnold, and my son Matthew.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
About this is right after the show, we're going to get about a 5-10 minute break. We're going to go directly to live stream to Vimeo simulcast. So if you go to our channel, you can watch it free. There's no charge. You're not being spied on or anything, and you'll be able to watch the video live or on as soon as it's archived. It'll be archived instantly on Vimeo. I'll translate it later and put it over on YouTube, etc., and through our social media. Gary, what you have listed here is a comment by George Bernard Shaw, who was involved with the American Center for Democratic Action and League for Industrial Democracy. It includes Ronald Reagan and a number of appointees. Of course, Ronald Reagan was not a good guy. You pointed this out before. And George Bernard Shaw of the Fabian Society, quote, "Under socialism, you would not be allowed to be poor. You would be forcibly fed, clothed, lodged, taught, and employed. whether you like it or not. And, of course, we see this with Ocasio-Cortez of New York and Bernie Sanders Classic column. And we have to understand what's going on is the left and right dialogue is just Luciferianism to manipulate us and distract us from the real criminals that are doing, like sad, what Matthew's talking about. And the Stasi that controls East Germany, those same mind control techniques are used right now by the media and the alternative media, which are basically just arms of the of these intel agencies that are manipulating the psychology of the population. So
yeah, the left and right stuff is mostly a distraction. And like I said, President Obama and President Trump don't have power. They don't have executive power over the military or the intelligence agencies anymore because the commander-in-chief is now the head of SAD since 2008. So Obama was not able to go through with his plans to cancel the spying program and to repeal the Patriot Act because of the fact that he was not the commander-in-chief. He didn't have authorization to do that under the continuity directive. So the thing is that the whole Trump and Obama are just there to distract us.
Yeah,
now, I'm not saying they're bad themselves, because if you look at their actual original proposals, Obama and Trump both had reasonable proposals that went against the plans of SAD.
Right.
Obama wanted to stop the illegal spying on Americans, and Trump wanted to make peace with Russia. But you see all this manipulation, this Russia...
Oh, yeah, always pushing Russia gate and everything, yeah. I want to hear from Gary now.
Dissidents inside the Pentagon.
Yeah, we're going to go to video Trump here shortly.
People have been accused of Russian collusion, facetiously accused of Russian collusion. The problem is that you really can't get rid of SAD at this point because they're the most powerful organization in the world, and they are driving the world toward World War III. They're driving America toward total destruction. And what I predict is going to happen here, at this point it's virtually inevitable unless there's a massive revolution or something, is SAD is going to use all these manipulative techniques to bring us to World War III, to attempt world domination, and the response from China and Russia is not going to be pretty. It's going to be thermonuclear war. Russia's continuing to develop its unconventional weapons arsenal, including weather weapons. And
within 2 years,
my prediction is that in 2029, the leader of SAD, who is already the effective commander-in-chief, will elect himself president using the political action group, and that he will, he'll be elected in 2028 and then become president in 2029. And that in 2033, we will then see in October 2033 the nuclear annihilation of most of the U.S.
Yeah, I don't see any missile defense system at all.
If it's because Russia has these Satan II missiles, and they're building a bunch of them every year.
Sarmat.
The Sarmat 28 or whatever. And the these missiles are... they have penetration aids, they divide into multiple different warheads that go in different directions, and they cannot be stopped by any of our systems. So, on top of that, we have the weather weapons, which are capable of creating gigantic hurricanes with such powerful winds that they start wildfires in their path. And
lean more towards science. Atomic bomb. They don't have to mess up their nest.
No, they don't have to actually use it.
That's the local Soviet setup everywhere. They're going 5G and they're going up, every couple of blocks. And way back in 2005 or 2006, the Fort Meade article came out with the existing radio waves. They could make somebody dizzy, nauseous, or unconscious.
Yes, that's right. I've experienced that myself. I've experienced myself that after talking about SAD, I've had experiences where... actually, just here in California, not in Arizona where I live, but in California, I've had experiences where I will be driving down the road, and then I will suddenly feel like I'm having some kind of serotonin shock or something, like shaky and dizzy,
like a low blood sugar.
I think
thing,
that's what it is. Their
eventual plan is to hack into people's consciousness. For example, 5G NAS.
They already do that. They already do it. You understand? They already manipulate the subconscious of everybody they can through electronic devices, through monitors and cell phones and so forth. They subliminally manipulate the populace to reinforce them to false behaviors and to become fanatics. They are the ones who stimulate lone wolves to become ISIS fighters and so forth. That is all sad psychological manipulation.
Right.
Run out of the illegal version of the CIA, basically, or the illegal intelligence.
So, now, Gary, before we go in the radio section, I want you to make a comment here about Stasi.
So I'm saying Obama and Trump, get a lot of flack from left and right. but they're both just distractions, and they're not really in power as far as they're not in the same sense as JFK or George Washington.
Well, look at what's going on. Trump has done in a year and a half a lot of things for the economy. But the fact is, Trump has not been able to bring peace to Russia. He's not been able to work on a deal with China.
His foreign policy is totally controlled by Saad. That's why there was the Saudi purge, where they kidnapped a bunch of people, including, as I said, Prince Al-Walid bin Talal was kidnapped by Saad and tortured in a cell. And he was threatened and blackmailed. They found every kind of blackmail they could on him. They got, for example, a lawyer who was the lawyer for his ex-wife in his divorce proceedings, Alan Bender from Canada. And Alan Bender stated that he was not in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. He was in some kind of dark cell. He looked like he was under duress, like he was traumatized. And now, understand, this man has $100 billion to his name, and he owns 5% of Apple. So that's the reason why Alex Jones had his iTunes taken down, is because Al-Walid bin Talal called up Tim Cook as a major shareholder in Apple, and he told him that Alex Jones had Islamophobic videos on there, and Tim Cook is an idiot, so he took them down. You know, Tim Cook is obviously not playing with the full deck if he doesn't realize what's really going on here, because
isn't just, you know, Langley or a national organization. They've broken it down into regions, into Soviets, and that's what this
Talk about that next door.
Mossad and the CIA.
It's all an ulterior government run by Assad, basically.
Right.
And, you know, they've already done this, like you said, merging the police. And
So Gary, you're talking about Nextdoor. You mentioned that last week when you're on. Explain this to Matthew, and then we'll get you guys back and forth for the last few minutes here.
Yeah.
Nextdoor is Soviets, right? Let's talk about that. What is that? And that's why we talk about the Stasi, and we're going to get into that into our simulcast video after the show today. This is scary stuff, but this is reality. And you're not going to get this in news or even other alternative broadcast shows. You're not going to hear this because you're going to hear the left-right dialectic. You're going to hear distractions. Uh-huh. I want Trump to do the right things, but he doesn't have real power.
He's not the commander-in-chief, you see.
Yes.
He's basically a figurehead.
Sheriff run against a Panetta, one of the Panetta machines. And he was appointed. They normally step out of office right before the election so they can wear the title of incumbent. So that's what happened with this guy. And this guy, right before the election, put out this call for Nextdoor, how it would be a wonderful thing for the community. And as soon as, you know, I knew something was fishy when I looked it up, then I found Greystone and NQTEL and the Mossad and all the different, and the headquarters, Carmel Venture, Greylock was the same outfit that financed Facebook in 2006.
And right.
That was Summers from Harvard University.
Was
embedded deep within the intelligence.
Oh yeah, like I said, I mean this involves an overwhelming number of Israeli operatives, including Mark Zuckerberg himself. A lot of them are Israelis, and
speak a little louder, Matt.
Israel is essentially a criminal country created with no actual government and no actual law and order.
Into this web because they think they're finding out who their neighbors are, and they talk about block parties and birthdays and marriages and so forth. But, you know, if other things are brought up, there's a pile on immediately. We've lost two businesses in the county. A lady's car was damaged last week. They've made complaints about Freedom Forum that's been around for a decade and has its speakers across the political spectrum being threatened and even backed up with threats from members of the Board of Supervisors in Santa Cruz,
right.
which is absolutely amazing because the district attorney, the state attorney general is part of Wasserman's old Pakistani spy ring, so there's no help unless it would come from Jeff Sessions, and nobody knows where he is.
He's absent without leave. He's like a non-attorney general, hasn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, there are Pakistani criminals involved.
Exactly, Pakistani criminals as well. We're going to continue this afterward, a simulcast on Vimeo.
Heart-related
health. Pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.